Chapter 25. Still in the Trenches. 4 months of total war had taken its toll on my mental health, and on my grandmother's birthday. I needed to leave the celebrations because of a practically skull-destroying migraine. Battle after battle, there didn't seem to be an end in sight. However, recent events had turned the tide, and almost all our expert reports were ready.
"Did you buy the exam voucher?" I asked.
"Yeah, but you're going to book first, right?" Caleb replied.
"Yeah, just sorting out access arrangements is a different process, so I'll come back to you with a date soon. Hopefully we can take the exam together."
"Why have both of you come back from Costa Coffee?"
Charlotte demanded.
Rosalind stood at her side, exchanging short bursts of eye contact with Caleb.
"Rosalind said we could go."
"I said you can go. We're not against that. But Caleb only comes in on Tuesdays. You can have a coffee with anyone, but you must use him for CompTIA.
We were taking a break. Besides, it's Smart Futures Day. There aren't any actual lessons."
"It's a waste of our resources to send Caleb," Charlotte said sharply.
"And you know you get the best deal out of anyone in Portum, and that's incredibly good for you."
"Ah, you're still holding a grudge."
"It is, but we at Crown Heights School cannot offer you any more than we are now," she stated.
"We only took half an hour break. We were going back to work in a second."
"Make sure you use Caleb well, because you might very well end up working with me instead."
I made mental notes of everything she said. When left alone, I emailed my parents so that they could pass on events to Edward, our solicitor. I disliked conceiving of Charlotte as an obstacle, but the situation at Portum continued to deteriorate for me. Resilience waned. I extended the word count of my history essays with invisible text and avoided going to lessons. Though I did enjoy spending time with Jaden and Ludwig, who was a new TA, the atmosphere had grown greyer and more depressing, as if I were a ghost, unable to connect with my surroundings, because Portum had changed so much. In the old days, I'd tried to avoid conflict with other students, mainly because I rather liked my head and wanted to keep it intact. But that was about to change, as Nathan, a newly joined Year 11, had other ideas. He was the strong, athletic type, taller than two of me put together. He took pleasure in provoking Jaden, smiling whenever he got a reaction. I mostly saw him at lunchtime. In the kitchen, he'd incite things with the more vulnerable Year 7s. I disapproved and wondered why Rosalind always defended his actions. The way I saw it, if Nathan instigated conflict, then Jaden had full right to swear at him.
"Is that KFC? Can I have some?" Nathan prodded, reaching into the box before I could protest.
Rosalind threw her hand in the way.
"Nathan, stop! He hasn't had anything to eat all day."
Heart racing, I dragged my lunch out of his reach.
He stepped back, grinning.
I'm joking.
"So this is why everyone hates you. Another asshole in my life. Splendid."
"Rosalind's in there with Nathan. I'll knock," Caleb said.
"Give him another chance. People have done worse."
Rosalind gave the thumbs up and we entered.
"How tall is he?"
Nathan inquired, jabbing a finger in my direction.
"He has a name. It's Max," Rosalind interjected.
5'5", I said.
He stood up, towering over Caleb and me.
"I'm taller than him."
"Okay, great. We've established that. Now let's crack on with our English," Rosalind said brightly.
"You know Max is a master of Animal Farm."
"Wait, how old is he?"
"I'm 16.
"He's my age and he's shorter than me," he laughed. "Why are you so short?"
"Why are you so retarded?"
"Well, Audie Murphy was my height. It didn't stop him. I guess it's just genetics."
Silently, we took a chair and left.
"You handled that well," said Caleb.
"Only because you were there,"
I muttered, still shaken.
We were closing towards our exam date, November the 27th. There were other certifications I could take afterwards to advance my potential career in IT, but everything was too uncertain for that. And Leonidas, being active, didn't help the situation. He'd swear at me in public servers, then delete his message, retreating when my supporters called him out. Did I want to try recovering my position as community manager? Was it worth the immense resources? I'd achieved the main goal of the online theatre, proving my innocence, but I still lacked closure, and Leonidas still threatened me. He continued to send viruses, often saying, "I know where you live, lol." If Rufus returned, I'd report him for ban evasion. And though Barry piped up from time to time, he didn't pose a challenge. Things were reaching their climax, and the last week of November would prove one of the war's most crucial. I had my CompTIA exam on the Tuesday. Leonidas was getting more and more aggressive online, and the local authority was sending its expert witnesses into Portum on consecutive days. Someone had certainly done their homework, as these were the same professionals who'd assessed me in White Mountain School. I didn't believe it was a coincidence they'd been chosen this time, too. Though I didn't mind answering their questions, Portum was the selected battleground, and people were bound to be caught in the crossfire. The week opened with a battle against Leonidas, a day before my CompTIA exam. Angered by Sebastian's increasingly apparent support of me, Leonidas tried to scare him into surrender.
"Took me 10 minutes. I have your last name," Leonidas said. "Does Williams mean anything to you?"
"Are you trying to dox me?" Sebastian asked. "That's against the Discord terms of service."
"No, just showing you how easy it is for me to find you.
Seriously, stop.
And here's your address. Nice house your folks got there."
On the internet, releasing someone's real-world address or doing anything else with their personal information, doxing, is generally considered the nuclear option. Leonidas had limited options at this point. He had failed to stop me from getting back into Cole's server, failed to infect my computer with malware, and failed with his crude messages to erode my will to fight. Through threatening Sebastian, he may have hoped to scare one or both of us. But this was a mistake, as it weakened his reputation and gave the Discord staff ample reason to ban him.
"You can get him banned for this," I said.
"I'll report him to Discord," Sebastian said.
"I'll type up a convincing email for you."
If the Discord support team were fast, Leonidas's account would be deleted within the next 24 hours.
"Sent it,
but Cole's probably going to fire me for this. Not that I care, though. He lost my respect when he didn't believe you."
"Thanks, mate. I still got something up my sleeve for Leonidas."
"If you want me to steal his token, I don't think he'll fall for it like Barry did."
"No, he's got a bad relationship with his parents, and we're going to take advantage."
I sent Sebastian a series of screenshots.
"The first ones are his Facebook page, the fourth and fifth are his mother's, and the sixth, that's the message I sent her."
"You told her he's doing that?"
"Yeah, and about how he slandered her on Reddit. Can you believe it? His own mother."
"What if she doesn't get the message?"
"Then I'll call long distance on a landline and explain everything."
"You got her phone number already?"
"I've had it for a while, just been waiting for the right time."
If we're lucky, tomorrow is going to be the worst day of his life. Leonidas was involved in several activities that I do not feel comfortable with disclosing in this book. We had messages in which he admits to such activities, which his parents would surely meet with disapproval. The evening before my CompTIA exam, he was banned from Discord, and by the time I had returned after earning my certification, his life had fallen into hell.
"I'm only at the point of tears," Leonidas cried, having returned on a new account. "My parents have disowned me and I've been thrown out."
His Facebook page confirmed it, relatives unfriending him and talking about how disappointed they were. Sebastian faced consequences, but nobody knew about my own involvement. With Barry being badly bullied in real life, Rufus out of sight, and Leonidas disowned by his own family, the online front had had a clear victor. Me. The last optional objective was deciding if I wanted to try becoming community manager again, albeit I'd have to persuade Cole for that to happen.
"We're too good for them," said Sebastian. "Come on, leave with me." "I haven't decided if I want to leave yet, Seb. I'll speak to you soon,"
The local authority sent in their professionals. The speech and language therapist ran the same test she'd done with me 10 years before in primary school. And the educational psychologist couldn't deny the findings of her counterpart on our side. Neither of them got to see me in class, as my history teacher wasn't at work that day.
"He's petrified outside of Portum," Rosalind stated.
"But he was so articulate with me," the educational psychologist said, perplexed. It had been an eventful week with multiple victories. We had a date for my tribunal now, too. March 7th, 2019. An end to the terrible conflict was in sight. And though drained, I had to keep pushing.